And if you have people in the ordinary way, the others think you're wicked and antisocial. They hate and despise you. Once, a lot of women came and made a scene because their men came to see me. Well, why not? And then they rushed at me. No, it was too awful. I can't tell you about it. Linda covered her face with her hands and shuddered. They're so hateful, the women here. Mad, mad and cruel. And of course, they don't know anything about Malthusian drill, or bottles, or decanting, or anything of that sort. So they're having children all the time, like dogs. It's too revolting. And to think that I... Oh, Ford, Ford, Ford. And yet John was a great comfort to me. I don't know what I should have done without him, even though he did get so upset whenever a man, quite as a tiny boy even, once, but that was when he was bigger, he tried to kill poor Wahyusiwa, or was it Pope? Just because I used to have them sometimes, because I never could make him understand that that was what civilized people ought to do. Being mad's infectious, I believe. Anyhow, John seems to have caught it from the Indians, because, of course, he was with them a lot, even though they were so beastly to him and wouldn't let him do all the things the other boys did, which was a good thing in a way, because it made it easier for me to condition him a little, though you've no idea how difficult that is. There's so much one doesn't know. It wasn't my business to know. I mean, when a child asks you how a helicopter works, or who made the world, well, what are you to answer if you're a beater and have always worked in the fertilizing room? What are you to answer?'